And now the one and only, the Hall of Famer from the NFL Network and NFL.com, Michael Fabiano, all things fantasy football, because guys are panicking right and left. Their team is horrible. They're 0-2. Or, Brad, I took David Johnson in the first round. What do I do with him? So we bring in Michael Fabiano. And your answer is?
Well, you can't trade him because his value is low. It's one of those situations where you have to keep playing him and hope things turn around. But I had a little bit of a rant on the podcast yesterday where I just don't get what the Cardinals are doing. Their offense is terrible right now. I mean, it's one of the worst offenses in the entire league. David Johnson's averaging 14 touches a game. 2 years ago, he was averaging 23. He's had 11 targets this year. He caught 80 balls 2 years ago. I'm not sure what the Cardinals are doing. Whatever they're doing is not helping DJ. And then you got the Bears coming in this week. So you can't bench DJ right now. You have to start him. You don't have to like it. Hopefully, Mike McCoy gets things turned around here. I've been hearing some reports that he might use DJ in the slot. Anything to get him more opportunities, because he's the best player you have on your offense this side of Larry Fitzgerald, and he's banged up.
Okay, so here's a strategy. I have a number one waiver pick, okay? Mm-hmm. I've already floated it out there. I'm getting hit on by guys saying, take David Johnson off my hands. I think I can swoop in and get David Johnson for a waiver wire pick, and I'll be fine as the season progresses. My point is I'm playing the long game here with David Johnson. Is that a good strategy at this point?
Yeah. It is only 2 weeks. Things have been bad. And at some point, the Cardinals are going to smarten up and use Josh Rosen, because Sam Bradford's been just dreadful. He's averaging 4 yards an attempt. He's thrown, I believe it was 12 passes behind the line of scrimmage to his receivers.
Yeah.
It's a mess. I know they gave him a lot of money. You know what? He can be a very high-priced clipboard holder and put Josh Rosen in that offense and see what happens.
Okay, let's go right down the line here on questions I'm getting. Antonio Brown, what do you do on this one?
Play him. The trade me sort of Twitter situation is a nothing burger. He'll continue to produce. Had 9 catches last week, was expecting more yardage. But he's still the best wide receiver in fantasy football.
Okay, Josh.
And he's got the Bucs this week.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. Josh Gordon, what do you make out of that? I have Josh Gordon. What do you make out of Josh Gordon and the Patriots?
You have to like the fact that he's going to be catching passes from arguably the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Now, are there question marks? Yeah. He's got to keep his head on straight. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with his hamstring injury, or if there was ever even a hamstring injury. I'm not sure. But this is arguably the best and most talented wide receiver that Tom Brady has had to throw to since Randy Moss. And we all remember what happened when Randy Moss and Tom Brady got together. I'm not suggesting Josh Gordon's going to have 20 touchdowns, but this is a very good position for Josh Gordon to have landed from a fantasy perspective. And now, Brad, it's kind of up to him.
Yeah.
If he can walk the straight and narrow and play by the rules and not cause drama, he can have a very successful rest of the season.
It's not a surprise. It's like Michael Floyd leaving Arizona and going to New England. It didn't work out. They blew him out. That's mm-hmm. what they'll do. Ryan Fitzpatrick, all over the board questions from fans on this one, because now you have players saying we can't possibly go over to Jameis. We have to stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick. What do you make out of the Tampa Bay situation? Fitzpatrick is sitting there on the waiver wire.
Pick him up. And after week one, I sort of faded him because Eagles, tough matchup. But Fitzmagic is, wow. It's hard to even sort of conceptualize what's going on with Tampa Bay's offense, because it wasn't like this offense was considered one of the elite units in football, and all of a sudden they're putting up Don Coryell kind of numbers. So mm-hmm. pick them up, play them. Steelers' defense is bad, but at some point I do fear that the bubble is going to burst.
Talking with Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer, NFL Network, and NFL.com. All right, so a couple of weeks into the season, who are some mm-hmm. players that you think are emerging, and some players that's, you know what, after a couple weeks, yeah, it's early, but it's time to cut bait. These are guys that just haven't worked out. You got a couple already on both sides on this question.
Yeah, so Chris Thompson's clearly emerged. James Conner has emerged with Le'Veon Bell out. Don't know when he's coming back. Austin Eckler has emerged. Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
I mean, that came out of nowhere. Yeah. I really liked Royce Freeman. That came out of nowhere. I didn't see Lindsay coming. And no one in the NFL or fantasy football world did either, because he wasn't drafted. And this guy is absolutely an electric player. You're seeing the glimpses of what we had projected for Emmanuel Sanders with Case Keenum under center there. That was something we projected, and it's come to fruition. Kenny Galladay's looked really good in the first couple of weeks. Nelson Aguilar has looked very good for fantasy fans. And if you want to go on the negative side of things, LeSean McCoy is one of the bigger disappointments, and it was kind of projected to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got the damaged rib cartilage, and he's got the Vikings this week. And if he's active, do you play him? I say no, even if you drafted him in the second or third round. Seattle's backfield's been a bit of a disappointment, but I was fading both Carson and Penny in the preseason. Didn't really like that situation. I mentioned Royce Freeman. Alex Collins has had a slow start to the season, unfortunately for fantasy fans. And it looks like Buck Allen is the goal line back, which, if you had told me that in the preseason, I would have been surprised, but he has been getting those opportunities. Moving on to the wide receiver position, you want to talk about some players who have been disappointments. I mean, I'm not going to put Larry Fitzgerald in this category just yet. He got banged up last week, but you haven't seen what you were expecting after the first couple of weeks. Had a decent PPR game in week one, week two, not so much. OBJ had a big week one last week, sort of a stinker, but that's not a player that you're ever going to cut bait with. So there are certainly some big names out there who have started the season off slowly, but you also have to remember Kareem Hunt is another one that 2 weeks does not make a fantasy season.
And the fantasy all-star right now has got to be Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's gonna get 5,000 yards, Michael, the way this
is
ridiculous.
Going. It's ridiculous. Right now he's thrown for 582. Okay, Ryan Fitzpatrick has 819.
That's
sick.
Yeah,
that is sick. But Mahomes 10 touchdowns in 2 weeks, the most in NFL history for a quarterback in his first two games. He's been ridiculous, and it's all sort of set up for him. We talked about it in the preseason. Mahomes was a big time sleeper because I said it on your show. They gave him the keys to the Ferrari. No one expected this. This has been unreal. I mean, he hasn't thrown an interception. And this is a guy with limited experience as a starting quarterback in the National Football League, has just blown the doors off of every projection. And at this point, unless you have, you know, Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, or Mahomes and Brady, or Mahomes and Watson, I mean, this guy's a must-start every single week. And it's played out perfectly because their defense is terrible. So they've been in two big-time shootouts, and they're probably going to be in another one against San Francisco because their defense isn't all that good either. So Mahomes is a guy that you're likely starting again in week three. You got to love it because he was probably a 10th or 11th round pick.
One last question, and you mentioned defenses. Because of the new rules, and what's going on with the league, are there any good defenses? Because the yards that are being put up now are arena football-like almost every week, Michael.
Yeah.
Finding a good defense is hard.
Playing the matchups. And Kurt Warner even said that. He tweeted that out last week, that you're seeing all these ridiculous numbers because, in part, the NFL is stacking the deck against defenders. But the Bears' defense looks nasty good, especially with Khalil Mack. I mean, goodness gracious, what were the Raiders thinking? They look really good. The Rams' defense looks awesome. If you're looking for a streaming defense, anytime someone's playing the Bills or the Cardinals, to be quite honest, and the Bears are playing the Cardinals this week, so that's going to be a really good play. Minnesota's got Buffalo. That's going to be a really good play. So there are certain offenses that you're targeting right now, but if you're looking for an elite defense, right now for me, the Bears are an elite fantasy defense, and the Rams are an elite fantasy defense, and the Jaguars are going to continue to be an elite fantasy defense. So other than that, you're probably going to be playing the matchups more often than not.
Appreciate the time as always, my friend. Stay well. Thanks.
All right, you too. Take care.
It's Michael Fabiano right there at the NFL Network, the Hall of Famer, NFL.com. Michael Fabiano each and every week. Fantasy football right here on Sports360AZ.com.